There are two psukim in Mishle which are connected. They happen to be one after another, and the Rabbeinu Yoina connects them. The first pasuk is Betachel Hashem becholi becho. Put your trust in Hashem with the totality of your heart. Val binoscho al tishoin. Don't rely on your insight, on your wisdom, on your kishron, on your intelligence. Put your trust in Hashem. The second pasuk is Bechol drochecho do'ehu. In all of your ways, you should know Hashem. V'hu yeyasher or chisecho, and He will straighten out your ways. And we'll have to see what that means. If you look at the Rabbeinu Yoino on the first pasuk, Betachel Hashem becholi becho, Belev Sholem, talking about trusting Hashem with the fullness of heart, Shetiftach boi be'emes. That's called trusting Him in truth. If it isn't with the fullness of the heart, it seems like it's not really in truth. There's something lacking in the bitochen in the heart. There's something lacking in the truth of that bitochen. Hinei ksiv, Da'as Elikei Ovicho, know the God of your father, of Deu, and serve Him, Belev Sholem uvenefesh chafetza, posuk in Divrei Hayomim. Serve Him with a full heart and a desirous nefesh. Perush Belev Sholem, shetamin bo emuna kayemes v'leim mesupekes, to believe in Him an emuna which is firm and no doubt, doesn't allow for any doubt. Lo mesupekes, there's no doubts. V'chein perush b'choli becho, this posuk says b'choli becho, shetiftach boi be'emes, uvalev sholem, v'lo yikones bebitchoin chosofik. You should trust in Him be'emes, in truth, uvalev of sholem, and with the fullness of heart, v'lo yikones bebitchoin chosofik, and it shouldn't enter into your bitochen, any sofik, there's no sofik. I have bitochen betachel Hashem b'chol libecho. There's no element of question, not in my emuna, no sfeikis in emuna, no sfeikis in my bitochon. It's firm, it's bechol libecho, it's true, it's 100%. Vel binos chal tishoin is also in the shlemus habitochon. A person has to yivtach odem b'shem v'lo yivtach b'odem, not to trust in a person. V'gam b'koyach atzmei v'oitzim yodei, not in another person, not in his own koyach, v'lo b'sichloi utvunosoi, not in his own seichel and wisdom. V'al kein omer vel binos chal tishoin. And umipnei ki rabim yishku liptoch bivinos. Many people think, I got the seichel, I know what I'm doing, I'm so smart. I know a lot of people think they're very smart. They think they can rely on their own smarts. He's here, I'll say, yoysim in habitochem be'oishav kovod. The warning on this is more than the warning for oishav kovod. A person has oishav ugvura. No, maybe I won't be so strong next week. Maybe I won't have so much money. Money comes and goes, but my intelligence, wow, that's remaining. And b'meila, people are more likely to rely on their intelligence as opposed to bitochen and Hashem, even than on their wealth and on their power. That's the pshat in this pasuk. Then the Rabbeinu Yonah talks on b'chol drochecho do'ehu. B'chol drochecho do'ehu. B'chol poyal asher tivakesh lasis. With every action that you're looking to do, Zechor es Hashem Yisborach. In every action, remember Hashem. V'kavei elov lahatzlichacho. And hope to Him to be matzliach your action. Lahatzlichacho boy, in this action. Usalei boy bitchoincho. And bitola, hang on Him, your bitochon, your trust. V'toshiv elov libecho. Turn to Him your heart. Ki ein hapoel biyodecho. That you should know. V'toshiv elov libecho. In other words, return, I guess, this thing about Him in your heart, that the poil is not bitechon. You don't have any power. You think you have power to do something? You can't do anything. You think you could? You have a hand. I have a hand. I can do. I can work. I can bang a nail in a wall. You can't bang a nail in a wall. Only Hashem can do that. You can't do anything. I can make money. I mean, I go to work. I make money. I got brilliant ideas. I got all kinds of nothing. 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 Ain ki ain hapoil biyodecho. V'hoisif hamikro hazeh al ma she'omer tchilas. This posuk is meisif on what he said before. Betachel Hashem becholi becho. Trust Hashem with all your heart. Ki yesh mi sheboitech b'Hashem yisporach bichlal. A person can have bitochen Hashem bichlal. Umamin ki akol bidei shamayim. And he believes, as he said before, believes sofek that everything is bidei shamayim. Uboitech boy trusts Him v'lo yiftach b'odom v'lo b'koichu v'lo b'sichloi. As he said before, he's not trusting not in an odom, not in his koich, not in his seichel. Ach lo yoshiv inyan habitochen eliboy b'protim. He doesn't internalize this bitochen in his heart with the details. Ritzoni leimer b'chol maase asher yase. Everything that I do, I get up, I get into the car, I go to work, I do my thing, I make a phone call, I make a deal, I have a meeting, I bang nails into the wall, I do this, I do that. And in all these protim, I'm not focusing my bitochen in Hashem, as he said, that I have no koyach, that I'm hoping that Hashem will be matzliach, these things, that full speech of it's all Hashem. I'm remembering Hashem, he says, Zechor Hashem, v'kavei elov latzlichcho boy, utlei boy bitchoincho, v'toshev elibecho, ki ein hapoyel biyodecho. I don't do all these things. So I have everything that he said in the first Rabbeinu Yoina, but I still don't have this. With everything that you do, remember him. You think you can do this action? You're picking up the phone, you're making a deal, you're doing something. No, you have no koyach for that. This whole Hishtadlus that you're doing is only b'yad Hashem. Usalei boi tikvos chovet tzipiyosecho lechesed Hashem yisborach. And for this thing that you're doing, you have to be toile your hope and your tzipiyos, a form of hope, awaiting for the chesed Hashem. I'm doing this act. I'm thinking, I'm here. I'm making a phone call. This is a business phone call. I'm doing a very big deal right now. No. What am I doing? I have no koyach. I have no koyach to pick up the phone. I have no koyach to dial the phone. I have no koyach to talk on the phone. I have nothing. And it's all Hashem. And I'm relying on Hashem to do His chesed, that this act should come with hatzlocha. And he says that's kivisi Hashem kibso nafshi v'chulei v'ze enyan nichba moed v'al yedei ahergel hazeh tekabel hanefesh habituchen. Through this hergel, the nefesh is going to get bitochen. What's going on over here? He says, we're talking about a hoisofa to the previous posuk. The previous posuk was betachel Hashem b'chol libecho. And he explained what that means, be'emes, be'lev sholem, with emuno shlemo kayemes v'lo mesupekes, and with a bitochen be'emes u'be'lev sholem v'lo yikones be'bitchoin chosofik. I have a bitochen without sofik. And you come and tell me like this, that no, that's not enough. You know something? You're doing actions. You're doing ishtadlus. Okay, I thought ishtadlus is the pshat. I have to do ishtadlus. That's the din. Ein semcher al hanes. He wants me to do ishtadlus. No, but when you do the ishtadlus, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing ishtadlus. What do you want from my life? No. You have no koyach. You can't do ishtadlus. You have to think. Hashem is doing this. You can't do anything. And I have to count on Hashem to be matzliach what I'm doing. And if I'm not focused, my hope and my tzipiyah and my realization that it's all His koyach and I don't have anything, then that's not what it's about. I'm not doing it properly. And he says, this, the hergel to do this, will a person tekabel hanefesh habitochen. It sounds like. Before, I don't know, this is already, I can't be sure, but it sounds like before the heart had the bitochen, but now there's a deeper level. It sounds like the deeper level is in the nefesh, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but now you're going to reach a new level. There's another level beyond the level of bitochen b'li sofik and emuna b'li sofik and b'chol libecho, that your bitochen is emes. But there's something else. There's something that, but the actions. What am I doing with those actions? No. That's also, I'm trusting in the actions too. I'm trusting Hashem. It's all Hashem. I have no koyach. I can't do anything. I'm hoping for Him. I'm waiting for Him. That's what it's all about. And if not, I'm missing a darga in bitochen. If I margil myself in that, then I will achieve even a higher level. But then at the end he says like this. Ki achar shekol ha'pulas tluyos, the last three lines of this paragraph. B'yad Hashem, b'chol ha'tzloches b'chastoy. Since everything is totally in Hashem and all hatzlocha is in His chesed, chayev odem lezorchoy b'chol ma'asev. A person must do this. It's a chiyuv. Everything you do, you have to remember, this is Hashem. And nobody should become too obsessive about this, you know what I mean? It's together what Chazal say, chayev odem loymer mosei giyam ma'asev ma'asei avoysai. They don't say chayev odem loymer liyos ki avrom Yitzchok v'yakov. But mosei yagia. The whole life we have to say mosei, which means we have a goal. And we're working gradually, and we know that I'm always going to be chayiv. Just like I'm chayiv today, I'll be chayiv tomorrow, and the next day, and to the rest of my life. Because I'm not really expected to get there. but I have to keep that goal in mind and go slowly to get as best I can. So that's the way we have to look at this. Ki im yatz, but listen to what he says. Chayev odin lezorcha b'chol ma'isav. This bitochen has to be inculcated into each action, every movement, every effort, every yishtadlus. Ki im yatzliach ha'ma'isav b'yodoy. Cause, what's the reason you're mechuyev? Because if the ma'isav will be matzliach b'yodoy, for who lo'y zorcha b'yas Hashem v'lo'y noso eino b'yel Hashem. He didn't remember Hashem, and he didn't focus that this is Hashem doing, helping me to be matzliach. Hine kitzer b'choyko avoido. He has fallen short in his avoido. What does he say? He says, if he'll be matzliach with the ma'isa, then he was kitzer b'avoido. And what if he won't be matzliach with the ma'isa? I did the ma'isa, I wasn't thinking about Hashem, and I say, oh no, that's not kitzer b'avoido. You're only kitzer b'avoido im yatzliach ha'ma'isa b'yodoy, for who loy zocha boyes Hashem, for loy also noso eino ve'lov boy el Hashem, hinei kitzer b'chok l'avoido. Vaisleis, the pshat is that the fact that I don't do it in and of itself would be a madrega that's not necessarily pegeya in the shleimus habitochen. But the chiyuv to do it is because if I experience hatzlocha in my ishtadlus, and we hope that we have ishtadl, we hope to experience hatzlocha, if I experience hatzlocha and I didn't do this, then I was mekatzer in the avoida. Why? I must be the pshat, I was pegeya in the bitochen, because now I have 100% bitochen in Hashem, I have 100% emunah, I have no sfeikas, everything is great, but you know something? I'm pretty talented. I'm good with my hands, I'm good with my mouth, I'm good with my brain, I come up with ideas, I accomplish something. And if it didn't work, well, it didn't do any great damage, because you see, if I can't, maybe it helps, you know, you try, you see, without Hashem you can't do it. But I did it without Hashem. What says I did it without Hashem? I was full of bitochen. I'm mole, I have 100%, I have no suffix in my bitochen, I have no suffix in my emunah, I know he's the kol yochol, and it's the ashkocha protis, and everything is beyond Hashem, I know all of that. But I didn't focus. This phone call that I made, Hashem is dialing the numbers, Hashem is putting the words, Hashem sposai giftoch, and he's making the ideas, and Rabbi Yismach Shoviz B'levish, Atzas, Hashem, the Goyin says, the eights of the Hashem throws into your head, he's sokum. All of this, and I'm hoping that he's going to help me to be matzliach. Without that, if cholila, I'm matzliach in that, I was mekatzer in the avoida because I took away, because I sent a message that, I could do it. I did it without him, on a very subtle level, because I'm the Baal Bitochen who trusted him that the results are all going to come from him. But something I did, which could be by Pegeya in that bitochen, it's considered he was mekatzer in the avoida, which lechoira means if it's only, it's not because when he did it and he wasn't matzliach, he's not considered mekatzer b'avoida. So it's only because he was matzliach. The Torah says when he was matzliach without Hashem, it sent the wrong message to him, and that took away some level in his madrega, even though he was on such a level of belis sofek, because he allowed this to happen. Maybe a shtikel dugma would be my father-in-law Zecherino Levrocha told me that the Briskarov told him that when he used to give out the chalukah for his koilel on Rosh Chodesh, he says he never had an idea where he was going to get the next months. And if he ever did, it never worked out. And maybe the pshat is like this. If it would have worked out, so then the pshat is like, it has to do with me. I had an idea, and it worked out. That would be pegeya on some level in that level of bitochen. But when it never works out, so I know the idea is also from Hashem. I don't know if it's an exact moshul. But that idea, we have to be so careful in everything that we do, in every hishtadlus, that we have to recognize that the koyach comes from Hashem, the ideas come from Hashem, the details come from Hashem, and we have to be focused not only in the overall bitochen and the overall emunah, but on each individual thing that this is all, I'm waiting for Hashem to help me, I'm metzape u'mekave, and it's all b'yad Hashem, and it's all from Hashem. And if chalil, I don't do that, when I'm not matzliach, there's no great loss. But when I'm matzliach, I've tampered. I was mekatzer b'avedas Hashem because I have sent a message. Otherwise, if it's just I didn't do it, so it wouldn't make a difference whether it's liach or not. I did something wrong. Teretz is not really an avla. It's only chayiv to do because the negative result, the damage that will come if you're not matzliach, will be a damage that will be pegeya in that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a tremendous danger. So I think that aloha lemaisa, that maybe that even if we feel that we're holding on such levels of bitochen, we have no doubt, we've seen Hashgochas Hashem, we know that if you trust Hashem, He's going to help us. But we allow ourselves to get caught up in the Hishtadlus in a way that we don't see His fingerprints and His active involvement and constantly hoping for that success to happen through this. If we're missing in that, and if we're matzliach, we mamish have we do damage in that bitochen. Memela, if we want to enhance that hatzlocha, and that hatzlocha, rather than being pegeya in the bitochen, should enhance it, then we have to be constantly focused not only in the final version, the final achievement, but every step of ishtadlus along the way has to have that same focus of it's Hashem, and it's Him, and it's and I'm hoping to Him, and I'm relying on Him, and only then can we achieve that, can we maintain and not undermine the bitochen that we have. And he says, "V'hu yeyasher al chesecho," and this taka is the best way for a person to achieve that which he wants to achieve. Because not only did I, in general, have that bitochen, but I made sure not to do anything to be pegeya, and that becomes a schus v'hu yeyasher al chesecho.